Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him, thank Him. Be excited for the day. It's going to be a beautiful day. I was reading this morning in 2 Corinthians, and I'm always interested in this because, you know, we are supposed to separate ourselves. We are supposed to be clean in God's eyes. But the thing is that you are righteous, and you can never forget that. You are righteous and upright before God. But He walks with you. He's with you constantly. And what, and it goes into this, which I'll read. But, you know, what agreement does light have with darkness? You got to choose in your life what's important. You got to choose the direction you're going to walk. Do you walk in the spiritual, walking towards life, or do you walk in the carnal, that fleshly desire towards death? It's a choice. If you go to chapter 6 of 2 Corinthians, it says, "Working together with Him, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For He says, in a favorable time, I listened to you, and in the day of salvation," which is that day of safety and preservation, "I have helped you." This is an Old Testament saying, "In a favorable time, I listened to you, and in the day of salvation, I helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Right now is the time that you are favored. It's not future. It's right now. You are favored as a child of God. You are picked. You are summoned. You are called from the foundations of the world. God has known you from the beginning. He knows every hair on your head. Now is the day of salvation, that safety and preservation. And if you feel like you're in fear, it comes down to believing. If you go to 1 John, it talks about how God is love. And perfect love, it casts out fear, because fear hath torment. You have God's love in you when you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Because you have Christ in you, the hope of glory. You have God in Christ in you. You have that love, that spiritual love that dispels darkness. Verse 3, "We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, by great endurance in afflictions and hardships." Now, I like this part because it's not easy being a Christian. It's not easy when you stand on the word. But you learn that tribulation that worketh patience, patience, experience, and experience, hope, which is the expectation of future good, and hope will never cause shame. Here's an example of someone who walked and dealt with it. "We commend ourselves in every way, by great endurance in afflictions and hardships and calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labor, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, by knowledge, by patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, by truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, through honor and dishonor, through slander and praise." You have the righteousness of God, both on your right and left hand. You have the righteousness because you are upright in God's eyes right now. You have the spiritual equipment, the spiritual weapons to walk through this life. And it talks about how your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel. You have the sword of faith, which is an attacking thing. Or I'm sorry, the sword, it's the word, excuse me. You have the word, which is more of a weapon. You have the shield of faith. You have all these things right now. You don't need to live this life in fear. You don't need to live this life in torment. Now, it's going to be difficult, but you have God Almighty in Christ in you. And you can stand withholding all the wiles of the adversary. And standing means standing. You don't even have to walk. You have God with you today, tomorrow. Don't live in that fear. Pray the big prayers to God. And when you pray to God. This is a Theos. You do not pray to Christos. You pray to Theos. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and for everything that's going on. I pray for my family and that you just protect them and take care of them. I thank you for each and every moment that you give us under the sun. And I thank you just for the weather that we have right now, that it maintains being beautiful for as long as possible. And again, I just thank you for the moments of my life, my family, that you continually direct us in everything we do. And I'm just very, very thankful. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.